If you want to travel the world and you say, well, I can't go until I've got some money, think again. Because our next guest, Michael Wiggy, who's in Berlin, that's right, in Germany, has travelled the world for free. In fact, he's written a book on how to travel the world for free. He's also got a website of the same name, and he's joining us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning to Australia. Hello.
How did you get the idea of travelling the world for free?
I wanted to travel the world, and I wanted to travel to Antarctica, but I didn't have money. So basically, there wasn't another opportunity than just going without a penny. And I started, and I've done that.
How do you actually do it?
Okay, there are always three things every day you need to be concerned about. It's like free food, free travel, free accommodation. And, you know, there has been quite some planning involved. For example, I thought about, okay, how do I get food every day? And the easiest was to go into shops or restaurants and say, hello, I want to travel to the end of the world without a penny. Would you mind giving me a sandwich or an apple? And a lot of people said, yeah, sure, it's a great idea. Here's some food. If the people said, okay, we don't want to do it, I offered them something in return. I offered them to clean the shelf. I offered them to clean the floor or to tell them a funny story. And I think 80% of the time people gave me something, and it was similar with like free accommodation and free travel. I even rang the bell at some houses and just said, do you mind if I sleep in your house? And
really?
A lot of people said yes.
You would have met some characters in your travels too, I would suggest.
Yes. I've met a lot of characters from like hippies in Hawaii or very nice families in Colombia who let me sleep a week in their house, to like the playboy on Route 66 in America or a lot of people. Yes, it's really all different kind of people. Yes, but nice people in the world. I must really say that.
So how long did it take you to go from where to Antarctica?
I started in Berlin in Germany, and I traveled to Antarctica through 11 countries, 25,000 miles, 35,000 kilometers, and it took me 150 days, 5 months.
And you're telling us that at no time you've spent any money at all?
No time, any money at all. What I've done sometimes, just as an example, at one stage, for example, I needed to take a plane from United States to Costa Rica because I couldn't travel overland through Honduras since they had a military putsch at that time. So I needed some money for an airplane ticket, and I didn't take any money on me, and I didn't want to work, like do normal work. So I offered a service, and at that stage I offered a service, pillow fighting. So I had two pillows in my hand. I was in San Francisco, California, and people did pillow fighting with me, and they liked it, and they chipped in money, and after 3 days I had $300 for a plane ticket to Costa Rica. So in that case I used money, but I got it on the spot for my service, pillow fighting.
What about back home though? You wanted to make communication with the folk back home. How did you go about doing that?
It was actually quite easy because I used a netbook, a small computer, and a lot of countries on my route had like open Wi-Fi access. For example, United States or Canada or Central America, there were a lot of networks without like a network key. So I could just log in with my little computer to networks. I could use Skype for communication. I could use the internet page couchsurfing.com for free accommodation. So the internet was a very important help on this travel without money.
Do you reckon anyone could do this?
Yes, I think everyone can do it if you're open enough, if you're not scared of people, if you believe that the people are good, and if you do some planning, people can do it for sure.
Did you have anyone that ripped you off? Not that you had much to rip off.
Not really. I mean, one night I was sleeping in Waikiki Beach, Hawaii, Honolulu, and I was sleeping on the beach, and someone stole something from me, like my MP3 player and a few other little things. That was the worst. And one time I ended up in a fire. Some fire started in some apartment in Peru, and we had to leave the apartment quickly. But that was it, yeah.
You've documented your travels in a number of ways, not only in this wonderful book, How to Travel the World for Free, but also got some vision?
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's a five-part documentary series, 5 times 30 minutes in English. And yes, and everybody who wants to watch it can definitely see it, and it's well documented. I filmed myself, so if people think, oh, did he go with a cameraman? No, I had a camera with a wide angle and a microphone, and I filmed myself just on my own doing this trip.
Well, the exciting part is that it's actually going to be on West TV, which is the community channel over here in Western Australia, and it's on April the 7th at 9 o'clock, so it's in a few days' time, so that's a good opportunity for people to get up and have a gander.
Yes. It would be good if people have a look and enjoy the trip, yes.
Michael, you've got a website if people want to have a look at you, howtotraveltheworldforfree.com. What will they find on that website?
There you get a lot of information, photos, videos. You find a trailer about the whole thing. And if anyone wants to buy the book or the DVD, they can order it from there, and they can find a lot of information. They even see other travel projects I've done, like different kind of travel. So a lot of free videos if they want to see it. So, yeah, it's quite interesting if people are interested in.
All right, mate. Well, good luck. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing it on April the 7th at 9 o'clock on West TV.
Yes. Thanks, Steve.